7 o'clock, hour number two of overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville, AM 1340 FM 101.5. Streaming online at foxsportsknoxville.com and the WKGN app, powered by Hops and Hollers, a Tennessee bar doing Tennessee things. Check them out. They've got bocce tonight and tomorrow night. Trivia on Thursdays. So get out there for that. I'm sure they'll have the game on tonight. Cowboys and Cardinals.
Yep.
We will have that here for you on Fox Sports Knoxville as well. Check out Hops and Hollers, 937 North Central Street. Canned and bottled beers, as well as 20 beers from the state of Tennessee on tap. Over 30 beers on tap in total there at Hops. Check them out. 937 North Central Street or online at hopsandhollers.com. Rick pointed it out earlier, had some pretty good games this weekend. Let's focus in on the SEC, besides Tennessee's game from this past weekend. Did anybody really think Vanderbilt would put up a fight against Alabama?
I really liked Vanderbilt's chances of keeping the game close to halftime. And by close, I mean 14, 21 respectable points. I mean, most games that Bama plays are out of hope by halftime.
So, I thought they'd keep it much closer.
My score prediction was 38-6.
Wrong.
With a close,
sad,
competitive first half.
Wrong.
Are you enjoying yourself?
You were wrong. Vanderbilt got taken behind the woodshed.
Pretty embarrassing. After three pretty much amazing weeks
they were
on the gridiron.
They were outgained by almost 600 yards.
That seems unreal.
With a quarterback that threw for like 80 yards. Jalen Hurts legitimately, he threw for double digits. He didn't even throw for triple digits. And they wrecked them. I mean, it was ugly.
It's like putting Boomer at quarterback.
Shots fired. What?
Boomer, our dual-threat quarterback?
Boomer Esiason?
I feel like Boomer would be the most appropriate dual-threat quarterback comparison we have at the station.
You don't know what I got. You don't know. You don't know.
I've seen you, post-player basketball man.
Wait, I play intramurals, so I feel like I could insert myself into that conversation.
Anyway, Alabama's backup quarterback is better than anybody on Tennessee's roster. Alabama's backup quarterback could start anywhere in the SEC.
Tua.
Anywhere.
We need two of them.
Anywhere.
Tua.
What's his name?
I don't know.
It's a weird name. It's one of those weird long ones.
Tua.
Alabama absolutely wrecked Vanderbilt. Get you a dose, Vandy. Get you some.
Now, do you look at Vanderbilt now, you know, like you did last week when you're like, wow, they actually might be like a formidable opponent, or do you think they're just going to crumble after this? Like, how does that game change your – I know it's Alabama, but how does that game change your opinion on Vanderbilt?
It doesn't. I still think they come in here and kick our ass. Unless a change is made.
Wow, isn't that sad? Vanderbilt just lost 59-0 at home. And we are pretty confident that they're coming in and beating us.
I don't think that's right.
Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's right either.
I'm looking at the pronunciation right here. Tagovailoa.
You've said it three different ways.
Tagovailoa.
Four now.
Tagovailoa, I think, is how you say it. You got to enunciate the A part of the veil and the oa. And I think it's Tago. Like Tagovailoa.
Interesting. I don't really care that much.
There's a lot of hard vowel sounds in there that we have to enunciate, Brandon.
I don't really care that much.
Hard vowels, lives matter.
It's like Giannis Antetokounmpo. I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo.
Everyone just knows him as name. Giannis or the Greek freak.
That's not how you say it. However you said it, that's not how you say it.
Antetokounmpo.
No. Antetokounmpo. Kentucky and Florida. Poor Kentucky,
man.
I felt bad. I don't. Not at all.
For about 2 minutes. And then I didn't feel bad at all. Twice in that game, twice left receivers uncovered. for touchdowns. So bad.
What are you doing?
So bad.
What are you doing, Kentucky? Put a man out there.
And then Mark Stoops said they were going to devote two assistants to making sure they had the wide receivers covered. Two! What? How useless do those two assistants have to feel right now to know that they weren't doing anything important enough to be switched over to the job that they watch the receivers to make sure that someone on the defense is lined up in front of them? We have a position on defense devoted to that. A position devoted to covering receivers that are out wide.
Now, on the other hand, we were talking about Vanderbilt and Alabama. I actually thought Kentucky had a chance, and they probably should have won until they Kentuckied the game away.
Yeah, they should have won. They looked like the better team most of the night.
What a fight down there at. What a slobber knocker down there at Kroger Field.
No. Let's go to the phones. Let's get Jamie in here. Jamie, how's it going?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. As much as I despise Florida, I was sitting there giggling like crazy seeing them poor old Kentucky fans, wallowing in their misery after the game.
It's always good to see Kentucky fans in misery, whether it's football, basketball, it doesn't matter.
Yes, anytime, the most arrogant fan base you'll ever meet, anytime you can see them suckers sitting there crying, I'll take it. I don't care who they're playing. I'll take it every time.
Yeah, it kind of was a win-win for Tennessee fans. You either watch the streak broken and the Florida fans cry, or you watch Kentucky get so close yet again but not be able to do it.
I would have been sick. I would have been sick if Kentucky would have won that game.
Yeah, it would, especially that would have just topped off the perfect. The non-perfect week, I guess you could say, if Kentucky had won that would have been the exclamation point on the whole crappy week. But anyway, hey, let me ask you guys a question. You said this earlier. Are you rooting for us to win? Or are you rooting for a loss for a change? You may have answered this earlier.
I'm not rooting against Tennessee. I will not root against. But if it happens and the game gets out of hand, I will not be upset, not in the least bit. If they lose a heartbreaker, I won't be upset. Actually, I might be upset with a heartbreaker because they played it close, and they might end up keeping him some way. They'll justify it. I don't know.
Yeah, in 08, I openly pulled against them to lose, and that was not fun at all. You just wallow in your own misery, really. When you're doing that, but again, that's the only way, you know, I guess you're going to see change. But and if you didn't, I know you guys touched on this a little bit more. But do you bring Fulmer back for the open week and then go on to who is next after that? South Carolina.
I would if you could guarantee it's only this year as an interim. That's the only way.
Yeah, I agree. That would be my biggest fear, is to get him and he doesn't leave. That would be the biggest fear. But I'm like you all. I think you mentioned Larry Scott. I think that's a route maybe that you go just because. But anyway, who knows, guys? It's a never ending soap opera around here, and that today just the poor old guy just cannot get out of his own way. I mean, he cannot. It's like he has to. You know, it's like you said earlier, he has to trump it. He has to make stuff bigger than what it is. And again, especially living around here where you have no, you know, especially print media and stuff, he has nobody that's on him any at all. He's in the perfect spot if he'll just keep his mouth shut and just go on about his business and win a game. You know, he's not going to catch a lot of heat, you know, especially from the print guys and state-run guys at all. And I don't understand him going off on poor Jimmy Himes. He's his most probably unbiased guy that's around. I honestly do not think he cares if Tennessee wins or loses. You know, I think he's just that unbiased. And, you know, so, and here he is, you know, snipping at him.
Jamie, what are your expectations for for the next few weeks? For the Georgia game, the bye week, and the South Carolina game, what do you expect out of Tennessee on Saturday? And then based on that, what do you expect the program to do the next few weeks, the following few weeks?
Jamie, you there? Jamie. Going once.
Uh-oh.
Going twice.
Uh-oh.
We lost Jamie.
Never forget.
Wow. I feel like we need some sad music playing now in the background.
Rick and Brandon, what are your expectations for Saturday? And then, depending on how that goes, what are your expectations for the following weeks?
I expect there to be plenty of Georgia fans in attendance on Saturday.
Again, we're going expectations here. What do you think will happen?
I think we're going to get rolled. I think we're going to get steamrolled. I know a lot of guys come up here like Bear. Bear on the Drive is a very big proponent of the fact that we're going to win, because that just always seems to happen. We always seem to have Georgia's number a lot of the times, it feels like that. But I think we're going to get absolutely thrashed. I think we're really going to see this game that, you know, the fans are losing it. If you weren't already convinced from last week, I don't have a lot of high expectations going into this game, to be brutally honest.
I think we keep it close. I don't know why. I just do. What? I don't know if we win or not, but I think it's close.
You may save this for after the break if you want, but do you think Butch's status as of Saturday night and or Sunday is different if Tennessee plays Georgia close or if they're blown out, or do you think the status is the same regardless of whichever way you feel fired or not?
I think it depends more on how they lose, not
even
whether
even if it's close.
I mean, the Florida game was close. If he handles the game like he did Florida, then yeah, I think he needs to go. I mean, that's just inexcusable for it to happen twice in a span of 3 weeks. So I mean, if there's another situation like that, then yeah. If they play a good game and they play it close, and it's just clear that Georgia has the better team, but they still play it close, then, yeah, you could probably make the argument to keep him, and they probably will.
I think, too, I think this game is not the biggest game in terms of Butch's certainty. I think it's down the road when you start facing South Carolina, Vanderbilt, Missouri, Kentucky, because I think those games are much more winnable games and games that you are supposed to win and favored to win. I don't think a lot of people are, you know, Tennessee's an underdog against Georgia. Even at the beginning of the season, people were hesitant to pick Tennessee over Georgia in the offseason when we thought everything was going to be so much more significantly better. But I think it comes down to those games later in the year. I think those are the ones that Butch is really going to have to step back and say, we are the Tennessee Volunteers. We are better than these teams, and these are games we have to win. And if we don't, I think that's where we really start seeing the conversations about Butch being fired happen.
What are your expectations, Nathan?
My expectations on Saturday is for Tennessee to lose. In what fashion, I am not sure. I'm with you, Brandon, in that the way they lose will decide Butch Jones' status, you know, by Sunday. I think if it's a blowout loss, he's gone. I think, like you said, if they blow it like Florida, he's gone. If Tennessee plays well, I don't think he's gone. And I think there's an argument to be made on that part of the ball. But
let's take a break. Maybe talk a little bit more about that on the other side. Also, a game we didn't get to, Georgia and Mississippi State. Talk about that, too. 7:15, we're going to catch a break. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Gotta love you some Dusty Rhodes.
One of the all-time greatest.
Nathan, you know Dusty Rhodes?
I recognize it. I can't say that I know it.
Man.
Not the singer. The song. Wrestler.
Oh.
This is.
Oh,
this,
no!
This is his entrance music.
Oh, no!
No, I recognize it, but...
Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. He's just a common man, working hard with his hands.
I recognize the song.
Speaking of, small bit of trivia here, but WWE is bringing back Starrcade, for anybody who cares, which Dusty Rhodes was a gigantic figure in.
I totally knew that.
It's probably super random information.
This is not the first time I've ever heard any
about.
Of the things that he just said in that sentence.
Nathan,
come on, man. You're throwing me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just saying I have no idea what you're talking about.
Nathan, you're not a...
I'm not a WWE
it's
guy.
It's known that you're not a WWE guy. It's known.
I am a known real sport activist.
It's sports entertainment.
Okay, well, if you can make that separation, I'm fine with it.
Let's go to Roger. Roger, how's it going?
Oh, it's okay. It's going. Hey there, man. You know, like everybody else says, hey there, how y'all doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, Roger.
You know, I'm trying to hang in there, man. I'm trying to hold on. Just it's hard, but I'm trying. You know, I'm too behind for Jones. I'm still behind him. But that must
you're still there, Roger.
Some.
You haven't
some.
Flipped yet, Roger.
No, I'm still. But no, I'm trying my best to give him. I know it's my time crazy, but. I'm gonna give him a chance, turn around, you know, and so he got to do something. When, you know,
when are you giving up hope, Roger?
When is the tipping point?
I don't want to say. Yeah, you know,
if he can't get it done this week against Georgia, are you out, Roger?
I don't know. It depends on how it goes. You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, man. You know,
I feel you, Roger.
I'm trying to have hope, you know? That's all. I'm trying to have hope in him. So,
you're a better man than me, Roger. You're a better man than me.
Oh, I'm trying. We're trying real hard. But I wanted to ask you, I'm back, Bubba Jones. First question is, that's what I ask you is, after what happened with weekend with the game tends to play great, that's what I ask you is, I know a few people on his side, but all anybody besides, I can't really tell. Right now, I can't tell, but are anybody after what happened, are anybody behind him at all?
There's still some, Roger. There are still a few people out there that are behind him. I would say that a large portion of the fan base is probably ready to make a change. I would say that, but there are still some that are behind Butch.
I'm just kind of curious how many people you think, I know a lot of people are off now, but how many people you think when it's kind of. If you don't tell me not, that might be hard to say. But
I don't know about a specific number, Roger.
Yeah.
But I would say it's probably about 60% of the fan base wants to make a change, and probably about 30% is still behind it.
Roger, did you see the Fox Sports Knoxville Twitter poll today?
The
Twitter poll was, do you approve of the job that Butch Jones is doing right now at UT's football coach? It has 2,016 votes. 2% strongly approve, 11% approve. So right now you only have 13% of the 2,000 votes and some change who approve of Butch Jones. Otherwise, you have a resounding 87% who are tired of it. Yeah. And so I think that, you know, it's 2,000 votes. I think that that's a fair estimate of a lot of where the fan base is.
Hello, that's a hard one. That's a hard one. You asked me right now, do you approve? Is he doing good right now?
Yeah, Roger, where do you fit on that? Do you strongly approve, disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
That's a hard. Oh Lord, I don't know. I say probably not because what happened is. I mean, I'm gonna give a chance, but I say probably not. I prove you now. Just I hate to say that. You know, I love the guy. Just right now, they're probably not. You know, so right now, probably right now, I'm not. You know, right now, so
yeah, I got you, Roger.
And I just wanted to ask y'all a few questions to y'all about the challenges. I'm just curious. I don't understand him, but the media part is today this saying this being offensive about what about people. I hear the whole thing. But I heard a few comments, and it just don't make sense to him, to me why he just he keeps when you know why he keeps. I mean, I like the guy. I'm trying my best to. I like the guy. It's hard for me to see what some of the questions he gets answered, how he answers the questions. Why why happened. Why he answered what he did, you know?
It seems Roger, it just feels like Roger just keeps shooting himself in the foot. And I don't know if Butch is trying to do right or if he's trying to, you know, take defense of the program because he feels the pressure. I think the pressure's kind of getting to him right now. I think we're starting to see some cracks in what Butch Jones is putting up. And it's kind of unfortunate because you don't wish bad on the guy. And I think he's a good coach. He just maybe seems out of sorts and maybe out of fit right now at Tennessee. And that's what I see from me, Roger.
Yeah. Yeah, and also I just want to ask you about the positive, what can you do with the offense wise, the defense done pretty good, I thought, but offense didn't do great. So I just want to ask you about the whole offense wise, what can you do Brandon and with you all about the offense wise, what do you do differently to make the get the whole offense to like get Quentin Nolan to play better to step up, try to
Roger.
This is a big game kind of it. So what do you do differently to get fans get fans back up outside again? What do you do differently to make the whole offense better? You know,
no, that's a good question, Roger. It's a good question, Roger. It's a question that Tennessee's facing right now. A lot of fans are facing right now. I think the good part about this and what Tennessee needs to do is get back to basics. You know, find John Kelly running room, get Ty Chandler the ball. I think we're going to see plenty of that on Saturday. But Georgia's defense is really athletic. Where we saw Quentin Dormady be really successful, short yard throws, middle of the field throws. I think they need to start Dormady off there. And I think they need to play that advantage against Georgia because Georgia's seen Tennessee on film. They know Dormady's had struggle throwing the ball down the field. I think Tennessee needs to set up some plays early, set up the play action, set up some short routes so they can run some, you know, stop and goes, something to get not teams, but players open deep. Just anything to get Quentin Dormady in a groove and the offense moving consistently. I just think consistency is the key right now. However Tennessee can move the ball, you know, spread the ball out, up the gut, run the ball, however Tennessee needs to do it is the key right now.
Yeah. Roger. And also, Brandon, I just want to tell you that I don't, you talking about other Brandon coach, you know, I'm not sure about that.
I feel you, Roger.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hold on, you know. Give him time to turn around. Y'all think Butch Jones can find a way to turn around? Turn around somehow?
No. I don't know, Roger. If he wins Saturday, I think there's still a chance, but it's very slim. Roger, you got anything else for us, buddy?
No, that's all I have for now. You'll have a good night. All right,
you too, Roger. Appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Stay with the phones. Let's get Mid-State Donnie in here. How's it going?
Well, man, thanks for taking my call, guys. Hey, listen, I just gotta pose this question. Regardless of how the season ends, whether Butch Jones is miraculously able to run the table, the guy's gonna leave on his own accord at the end of the year. So I think at the end of the day, we're looking for a new coach this season, regardless. Having said that, I was just gonna ask, and I'll hang up and listen to you guys' take on this, but is there any chance that we could take a look at maybe getting one of these pro coaches and bringing them into the college game and maybe getting to more of a traditional style of football? And like I say, I'll hang up and listen to you guys offline.
I appreciate the call, man. I don't totally disagree with what he said. I think it's a real possibility that he could leave on his own, but I just don't see it happen. I mean, he's making all that money. Why would he up and leave on his own
accord? It's weird. It's backwards because when you've got a clause in a contract like Butch Jones at Tennessee, it's kind of opposite to what you think of with your normal job is, You're not trying to get fired. Whereas Butch Jones, not that he's coaching to get fired, but he would almost rather be fired because of the money that Tennessee would have to pay him. And depending on how bad it gets, I could see the university and him kind of mutually agreeing to have him find another job and a good fit there. I don't think that's high on the list of probabilities. I think right now, by the end of the season, I just think the team is not going to be playing well enough under Coach Jones to keep him for the whole season.
Right.
And frankly, like, if he leaves on his own, where is he going to go that's better? Right? You got to think you're only leaving a job on your own if you have something bigger and better to go to. And I don't see anybody who is bigger than better than the University of Tennessee, a staple in the SEC, giving him a better job.
No, he's not going to. He wouldn't be going anywhere better if he left.
Yeah, but I think he would be willing to take that cut to start over and compete somewhere.
And as far as the NFL goes, I don't know if he was talking about NFL head coaches or like assistant coaches. A head coach, I don't know if you there's no way you're getting a guy from the NFL to come be a head coach unless he's like a retread or something, that somebody that gets fired. Now, assistant coaches, maybe. I mean, maybe
Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter's name's been thrown around. Maybe you could get him to come. I don't know, but I think that's an assistant would be more likely, in my opinion. Georgia top 10. Before we go to break, Georgia top 10 team coming in here. I think 7th in the country. Tennessee's record against top 10 teams in the last 9 years. 0 for 24. The last nine seasons. It's the worst in the conference. Kentucky has 3. Missouri has 3. Mississippi State has 3. Vanderbilt has 1. Tennessee has a whopping 0. So a chance for that on Saturday. Let's take a break. This will be the final segment of Overtime. Monday Night Football starting at 7:45, so we will step out a little early tonight for that. So be sure to stay tuned. You're listening to Overtime on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Steve Nash,
Jack Nicholson,
Lou Williams,
the D Team,
Mike Tyson,
Selena Gomez,
Anonymous, Nene,
the Commissioner of the National Hockey League,
Allen Iverson,
Donald Duck,
Adam Silver,
Hi, I'm Boomer Dangle,
Rex Grossman,
a Duke guy,
Michael Vick,
I don't know what you'd call her,
Anderson Bearzow,
call me sir,
Darren Williams,
you're irritating Yash.
I do a really good Lou Holtz impression.
Let's hear.
I'll work on it and try to improve.
7:35, time for birthdays. Rick, this is your last time was a test run. This is going to be your debut.
Yeah, Friday was the preseason. Now it's regular season.
Okay, so here we go. 49 years old today. He's an actor, been in plenty of movies.
Tom Cruise.
Nope. He was also a rapper.
LL Cool J.
No.
Ludacris.
No.
Ice Cube.
No. Fresh Prince.
Will Smith.
It is Will Smith. He got you.
Let's go.
66 years old.
Stan Lee.
No.
Ugh. Dang it.
Stan Lee's like 90.
Skywalker.
Mark Hamill.
It is Mark Hamill. Oh, Nathan. 52 years old today. Michael Jordan's teammate.
Scottie Pippen.
I couldn't think of his name.
Let's go.
It is Scottie
Shot
Pippen.
Shot in the dark.
I was trying to think of someone other than Dennis Rodman.
Okay. 88 years old today.
Stanley.
Dez Bryant.
Dadgummit.
She is a journalist. She's been on The View.
Whoopi Goldberg.
No, she's a great interviewer.
No idea.
Doris Burke.
You don't got me on this one.
Barbara Walters.
Oh, never would have gotten that. I don't even know who that is. I'm going to be honest.
34 years old today. He's a musical artist. He is a actor on a. He's been on a few TV shows. Childish Gambino.
Oh, Donald Glover.
Yeah, couldn't think of his name.
Nathan, you took the L again.
Woo!
Clean swept. I'm just not very good at birthdays.
Like my man
Nature Boy says. Woo!
10 in a row. Let's go to Maverick. Maverick, how's it going?
Good, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good. I don't know about Nathan, though.
Been better. Felt like I did Saturday.
just want to get y'all's opinion. Our next coach, do you want an offensive guy or a defensive guy?
I'm not sure. I want if you go defense, I'm not sure who you would get. But I mean, to check my boxes, I want somebody who's a proven winner. I don't know if you can sell an assistant that's never had a head coaching job before to this fan base. I don't think you can get Gary Patterson. I mean, who else out there is a defense-minded coach?
Maverick, for me, it's just offense makes games exciting. And you see a lot of upstart defense coordinators change programs. You don't see a lot of upstart offense coordinators change programs. You see a lot of upstart offense coordinators throw programs in turmoil. So for me, I want a proven offensive guy. We can worry about defense later. Heck, we try to keep Bob Shoop if you want. But for me, it's going
to
be offense.
Yeah, and I have two quick things to add. First of all, the only people who have beaten Alabama of recent, especially in the national championship, is quarterbacks and guys who have great offenses. And I truly believe that college football is a different kind of beast and that the offense and the quarterback are the most important thing. But also, I think that question kind of revolves around Bob Shoop. I think if Bob Shoop is still here, I might not want to go down the defensive guy route because I personally still do believe in Bob Shoop. I still think he's good. But if he's still here, I'll take an offensive guy. Let's throw up 100 points on the board every game like they did down there in Jerry World last weekend, A&M and Arkansas. That was fun to watch. That was good college football.
Yeah, I like exciting football too. I mean, I would love to beat UMass, 50-0 or, there's something exciting to watch. Just whatever he's doing down there is just so boring to watch. I mean, no wonder I got to get drunk to watch it. Good Lord. My second question is, our last two previous successful coaches, going back, let's go back the last five coaches. I guess that would be John Mazers and Philip Homer. Is that correct?
Our last successful coaches, is that what you said?
I guess, yes.
Yeah, Fulmer and Majors.
Okay, now, bear with me here. Now, they was both Tennessee alum, right?
Correct.
So, would we not want to go out and get somebody who's played here or coached here in the past or something like that? Would we not want to go down that same road? You know, because that's where we've had success, I guess. I don't know.
I understand what you're saying, and it would be nice to have Tennessee ties, but I don't know if there is one that you could really sell to the fan base. I mean, T. Martin, yeah, he's not been a head coach, though. He's only been a coordinator for a few years. Jim Bob Cooter, he's an NFL guy. Can he recruit? I don't really know of another Tennessee guy that's out there.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Yeah, I mean, the only ones I know that are coordinators right now are them two. And like you said, they're not proven head coaches. Can Jim Bob Cooter come here and do it? Can he go out and recruit like Bush Jones has? I think Tennessee sells itself in a way. I mean, Derek Dooley even got some NFL talent in here as well. But I just don't know if them two could do it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it has to be a Tennessee guy to
Me
be
neither.
Successful.
I just want somebody who can win.
I'm with you, brother. And kudos to was the guy named Jason that was calling from Kansas City coming in this week?
Yeah,
I think. But kudos to him. You know, he's coming down from Kansas City, spending all his money, and we all spend money on the University of Tennessee. All we want to do is win, like y'all said. So hopefully I'll get somebody in here that can do it. I appreciate y'all's show. Thank you, boys.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call, Maverick. It's going to do it for us. For Nathan, Rick, I'm Brandon Orrick. Monday Night Football, Cowboys and Cardinals coming up after this.